And Happy New Year to Chinese Year to all of you. 祝你们心想事成, 阿哲高升. No, no, I mean 步步高升, alright, not Pastor Arthur. It's good to see all of you. I just want, first of all, on behalf of my colleagues, we want to thank you for your blessing. We want to thank you for your encouragement to each one of us. And we also want to thank you all the goodies that you have given to us. Many of our staff begin to put on weight because of that. Yeah. But I still try to control myself because of the screen, as you know, right? Yeah. So we want to thank you, all of you, and for every little things and small things that you have done for us. And we really, really appreciate that. And we pray that let us continue as a church, as one family. We want to continue to stir each other a lot and encourage one another a lot for the Lord and then through the love of Christ. We also want to thank God. Tonight we have a very special event. About 125 migrants worker to be coming to our church for an outreach event. Isn't that good? Let's give a lot of clap offering for that. You know, let's pray that God will touch the soul of these people and open their eyes, all right, to meet Jesus. I also want to share another good news for us. Yesterday we have 90 kids came for the Ba Kwa party. And 26 of them were newcomers. Praise God for that. Yeah, let's give the Lord another clap offering, alright? And so, if you know of any kids that you like them to hear about the gospel, there's one more party this afternoon at room 308 at 1:45 p.m. Alright, today, I want to share with us about how to rise above your circumstances and receive God's promise in your life. How to rise above your circumstances and receive God's promise in Christ Jesus. But before that, let us read the verse on the screen from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 together, shall we? Alright, in the count of three, let's read it together. One, two, three. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. So turn to your neighbor and say, faith and patience. So why your faith is so important to God? Why your faith is important? Now, since this year is a year of pig, right? So I want to begin my sharing by sharing with you a story about three little pigs. So once upon a time, there were three little pigs, and they were old enough for them to leave their home and build their own future. So just like any mother, right? Before they left, their mother told their children, "Oink, oink, pigs, come here." And so the mother told them, "Whatever you do, work hard and do your best, and most importantly, don't be lazy. Build a strong house so that you can keep yourself away from the wolf." But the first little pig didn't listen to his mother. So he built his house out of straw, because that was the easiest thing to do. So very quickly, he built a house and then he left and he played and enjoyed himself. So it's the second little pig. Didn't listen to his mother like the first little pig, but this time he chose stick. So very quickly he built a house, though it's a little bit stronger, but it's still not good enough. And the most important thing, it was the easiest things for him to do. So the second little pig built his house out of straw. But unlike the third pig chose to build a home out of bricks, because he wanted to have a strong house. So he put in a lot of effort, he sweat, and make a lot of time to ensure that he will build a strong home before he went away, relax, and enjoy himself. So one day, the big bad wolf comes to the houses. And so he went to the first house that's made of straw. So when the pig saw the wolf, quickly went into the straw house. And then the wolf, boo! The pig, oink, oink! After that, the house break into pieces. The wolf went in and eat up the first little pig. Now the wolf went to the second pig that made of stick. Again, the same thing. The pig saw the wolf, quickly went to the house, oink, oink, thought that he would be safe. So the wolf blew and the house collapsed. So the wolf ate the second pig. But when the wolf came to the third house, the wolf blew very hard and many times. But no matter how many times the wolf tried to blow, it just couldn't break the house. And so the third pig was safe. So what is the moral of this story that we are learning today? The moral of the story is there is reward for those who work hard and endure the test. So this same principle does not just apply to the pigs. It also applies to God's people as well. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, the Apostle Paul says, "Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward." So in the same way, when your faith endures the test, God will not let your work go unnoticed. You will receive a reward from God. So your faith matters. Your faith is important. There's another reason why your faith is important, because we need faith to endure through oppositions and tribulation. 3 weeks ago, if you remember, Pastor Benny came to our church and he encouraged us not to compromise our spiritual convictions for fleshly desire. Our senior pastors reminded us over the last 2 weeks, first, to keep our hearts pure so that we can see God and put God first in our life. And then last week, he encouraged us not to neglect our relationship with one another, for it is God's will that we learn to love one another as how Christ has loved us. So both pastors reminded us one thing, that Christianity is a journey of faith. We came to Christ by faith, but after that, we continue to walk with Him through faith. There was a missionary that every morning without fear, he will go out to his balcony, raise up his hand and praise God. He will look to the sky and say, "God, I praise you. You are great and you are awesome." So every morning, this missionary will go to the balcony and praise God. So one day, he has a new neighbor. And this neighbor, he's not a believer. He's an atheist. And every day, whenever this atheist heard about this missionary praise God, he got irritated. He said, "What's wrong with this guy? What's wrong with him? Every morning must praise God." So he got a little bit upset with this guy. And so what did he do? So after that, whenever the missionary raised his hand and praised God, "God, you are great," this atheist will say, "There is no God." So whenever the missionary will say, "God, you are good," "There is no God." And they did that for many times. And then one morning, in the middle of winter, the missionary came out and shouted, "God, you are awesome and you are my provider. But Lord, I have no food and I am starving. Please provide me some food." And the next morning, this missionary, he saw two packs of bakwa outside his house. And he got so excited, he brought the bakwa into the house, and he went to his balcony and shouted, "God, indeed you are awesome! You are my provider! Thank you for the bakwa!" Then the atheist laughed, and mocked him and shouted, "Hello, there is no God! I was the one who bought this bakwa from Chinatown for you!" And then the missionary paused for a little while. And then he threw his arm into the air and shouted, "God, you are almighty, you are great forever. You have provided for me not just my favorite bakwa, you make the devil pay for them." So how did this missionary rise above his circumstances? Simply through his faith in God. So the writer of Hebrews today that we read, he asked the believer to have faith and perseverance. Why? Because they were going through some kind of persecution, and it was so bad that actually many believers began to turn their faith away from Jesus Christ. Many of them, they were tempted to give up their faith in the Lord. So the purpose of this writing is to encourage the believers to endure and not to give up their faith in Jesus. And to encourage them as well that as they hold on to their faith, the writer also encouraged them that they must also encourage others in the church to do the same thing until they receive the promised eternal reward. How to do it? The writer say, imitate men and women of faith in the history, who through their faith earn a good reputation and receive commendation from God. So this morning I'm going to show us the example of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises, so that we can imitate their faith and join them in their inheritance. If you have a Bible, if not, you use your phone, please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 14. This whole chapter 11 is a story of living example of believers who have demonstrated their faith and the kind of people the writer is encouraging you and me to imitate. Now, because it's such a long passage, I won't read the whole passage for us, but I will sum it up in four things I'd like us to know about faith. Four things I'd like us to be encouraged by their faith, and the four things I'd like us to imitate their faith. And the first is this: through faith, they saw hope in the unseen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if I take my spectacle out right now, my vision is blur. So what I'm seeing now is as though the church is overflow of people. Because every one of you, I see two. That's what's happening right now, right? So I can't really see very clearly from here, alright, because it's a bit blur. But if I put it on right now, everything becomes clear to me. So faith is like my spectacles. It enables you to see the unseen world our physical eyes cannot see. It brings the future promises of God into present focus. The apostle said, faith helps us to set our eyes not on what we see, but on what we cannot see. I was quite encouraged by the video played by senior pastor 2 weeks ago. The MediaCorp artist, Zhou Chuming, if you remember. Can you remember him? Yes? Alright, good. So, and I was very impressed by his testimony, because after he knew he was suffering from muscular a trophy. Now remember, he was a new believer, right? He said something like that. He said, if I have to die today, I know I will be joining the star search in heaven. Remember that? Now, I was very impressed because, in the first place, how did he know? Has he been to the star search in heaven? No, right? But he spoke as someone who really knows there is a place in heaven. So how did he get such assurance and conviction about his future? So what led him to rise above his circumstances? It was through his faith that he found the living hope in Jesus Christ. Trials, bad circumstances, difficulties, persecutions are like enemies in our life. They search for every opportunity to make you doubt about God's love, to discourage you, to disappoint you. But only through faith in Jesus, we see hope and confident expectation of good things to come. For example, like Pastor Daniel shared with us 2 weeks, is it last week or 2 weeks ago? I think it's last week. He had a car accident during Chinese New Year. Do you remember? Now, to some people, Chinese especially, if you are very superstitious kind, if you had an accident during Chinese New Year, they will say, you are suay, yeah, right? You see, it's interesting. Every service, I will sure have someone who will just know what I want to say in my mind, all right? So that means you're from the same gang, Hokkien clan, all right? So to some Chinese, it's considered as bad luck. Sway, right? How to have accident happen Chinese New Year? You must be very sway, must be very bad luck. But interestingly, Pastor, very positively, what did he do? Through faith, he praises God for his mercy and goodness. Sway, yeah. I like you, my brother. Let me know where are you, alright? Cool. Alright. And so what happened? How did Pastor have such a hope? Through faith. Through faith, he saw the living hope our physical eyes cannot see. So faith is important. Faith enables you to see a hope in the unseen world. Through faith, they trusted God. How many of us believe God created the world? Put up your hand. Okay. This is not very energetic. Because you know, I believe there's no conviction in that, alright? If you have conviction, you will shoot up very fast, okay? So how many of us believe God created the world? Yeah, that's more like it. Wow, you guys now got energy. Thank you for the energy, right? But how many of us were there when God created the world? We have some ancient in our midst. I want to know how old you are. But alright. The fact is that none of us were there when God created the world. And yet, we believe His words are true. How do we do it? Through faith. Right? We were not there. But through faith, we believe God's word is true. So likewise, those people in the history, the people of men and faith in the history, they were not there when God created the universe. And yet, through faith, they trusted His word. What is my point here? My point here today is that God has given you the same faith as them. You have that faith as what our heroes, men of faith in the past. You have the same faith as them today. But you need to exercise your faith to receive the promise of God. About 3 or 4 years ago, about around there, I think 5 years, alright. So, my wife and I decided to bring our children to Mandai Zoo for our family trip. My children were very excited. They were very happy. So I told my children, children, you need to sleep early so that the next day we can wake up early and we can spend our time at zoo and visit all the animals in the zoo. But the next morning, there was a rainstorm. It was really, really, really heavy. It was so heavy that at that point of time, I felt it was impossible for us to go. But you know, as my girl, she was hoping for the zoo, and now she couldn't make it. So you could imagine the disappointment on her face. Huh? And then as a daddy, right, when you see your children got this kind of disappointment face, you also will feel, ayo, right? And so I felt for her. So I said to her, never mind, girl, why don't you go to your room and pray? And she really went to her room and started praying. So after she went to her room and prayed, I went to my room and went to my toilet, you know, went to wash up. And so when I was about to clean my face, suddenly I heard God say to me, today your children will witness His glory. Today your children will witness a miracle. Now this is scary. It's scary. But I quickly went to my wife and I told my wife, you know, dear, I heard God saying this to me, that our children is going to witness a miracle. And then after that, my girl came in. So I thought maybe she would say no. So I said, girl, what did God say to you? And she said, God said that we will go. Oh. So, since God has spoken, my girl has said that, so I said to my wife, let us by faith go to the zoo. So when we stepped out of our door, it was still pouring heavily. And even after we drove our car, alright, on the way to the zoo, somewhere around Yishun, it was still pouring. Now at that point, I began to feel kanchong. Because I began to think, well, how am I going to explain to my daughter if the rain didn't stop? But by faith, we just carry on. And somewhere, right, in between Yishun and Mandai, on the way, my wife suddenly said, look up. And as I look up, I saw the dark cloud begin to move away from Mandai Zoo. And by the time we arrived Mandai, the sky was clear. And the rain stopped. Yeah, let's give a lot of clap. It's really a miracle, alright? It's really a miracle. And we really praise God. My children praise God. We sing our praises to God. And we really thank God for that. But I don't always heard God correctly every time. I remember there was once I was praying for a friend who is very sick. And so during my prayer, I sensed the Lord say to me, I thought I heard the Lord say to me, she will be healed. So I prayed, in the name of Jesus, you will be healed. And the next day, I received a news from the hospital. They told me God has taken her away. I think many of us, there are times where we pray, we hope that God will answer our prayer, and as a result, for whatever reason, God just didn't answer our prayer. And we felt disappointed about that. But I want to encourage you, despite of mistakes, we must not stop praying and practicing our faith. Even we make mistakes, we must continue to practice. Because faith is like our muscle. It becomes weaker when we stop exercising. So we must keep exercise our faith, so that by the grace of God, God can help us to strengthen our faith and make our faith stronger. So this year, we have an opportunity for all of us to exercise our faith. And that is the upcoming event, the Celebration of Hope, on May 17 to 19. Are you excited about that? Okay, a few, alright. So the rest of us, you don't know what is going on, right? Do you know what is going on or not? You know, right? Yes, put up your hands. Don't know, put up your hands. You're not sure, don't put up your hands. Okay. Anyway, on the May 17 to 19, there will be this event. It's an outreach event where by faith, the churches are gathering together, praying together by faith that we're going to invite non-believers to the event. And by faith, we pray that God will touch their hearts, open their eyes for them to meet Jesus. So I hope you're excited about it. I'm very excited about it. I already have lists on my paper, right, who to invite. And I already started praying for them by faith. Of course, my parents are definitely one of them. And a few friends that I know of, they are also in my list. I started to pray. And by faith, I pray that their hearts will be open enough to receive my invitation and join me for the event. And also by faith, that I pray that the Lord will touch their hearts and somehow they will know Jesus. And also by faith, pray for this event, that the stadium will be packed with full of people. Not just the believer, but also the pre-believer. For those who are seeking the Lord, that the whole stadium will be filled with people seeking God. And all this is doing only for one reason, is for the glory of God. So I pray that you are excited about it. And start inviting your friends by faith. And trust God that you never know, this may be the time. The people that you have been praying for, that this may be the time, by faith, they may come to know our Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope that you will get excited about it, and more things we'll share with you as we go on. Alright? So, by faith, they trusted God. And through faith, they pleased God. The one thing that will please God's heart is not how successful we are in life. The one thing that will please God's heart is not how rich we are, or how many ministry we are doing, or how many titles we have. The one thing that will please God's heart this morning is our faith in Him. But first of all, I want us to know God loves you. And He loves you very much. And His love for you has nothing to do with what you can do for Him. In other words, you cannot do anything to make God love you more. Because His love is perfect. His love never fails. But I believe there is a difference between God's love for us and His pleasure in us. For example, I don't think God is pleased with us when we cheat on others. I don't think God is pleased with us when we hurt others. And I don't think God is pleased with us when we have no faith in Him. If not, Paul wouldn't say to us, make it our goal to please Him. Because someday God will judge us. But why, without faith, it is impossible to please Him? Why without faith it is impossible to please Him? Because faith means trust. And trust is the heart of our relationship with God. God desires nothing from you except your trust in Him. I can tell my wife how much I love her. I can tell my wife, you know, that I love her very much. And I can even buy many expensive things for her. Expensive jewelry, diamonds. I can buy all these things for her. But without trust, there is no intimacy. Without trust, she will not be pleased with me. So when we do not have trust in God, we are calling Him a liar. We stop trusting His promises for our future, and slowly, eventually, we will move away from Him because we don't trust Him. That is why trust is so important in our relationship with God. Many people believe in God. Even the devil, they believe in God and they tremble. But what makes God's people rise above the others? It is more than just the knowledge of God. It is our faith illustrated, demonstrated through our everyday choices. It is our faith that we believe that God is our great rewarder. It is the way we express our faith in our lives that will cause us to rise above the rest. So faith is important. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And last but not least, through faith, they overcame. Abel, through faith, did what is right and pleasing to God. And he did what is something that is right in the eyes of God. But his faith ended up that his own brother Cain got jealous of him and killed him. But through faith, though he is dead, the Bible said to us, he still speaks. In other words, through faith, Abel continued to seek God for the justice. Enoch, through faith, walked with God. And God was so close with him, the Bible said to us, that he took him one day, took him away, and he see him no longer. But why Enoch was so exceptional? It was because Enoch walked in the ways of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. That's what the Bible said to us. In other words, when everyone walked away from God and did what is evil in the sight of God, Enoch chose to fear God and seek to obey his way, because he believed God is a great rewarder. And by the time he reached Noah's generation, the Bible said to us, the world had become so wicked and evil that God told Noah to build an ark because he was going to send a great flood to destroy the earth. And Noah, through faith, obeyed God, even though flood had never happened during his time. But his obedience came with a price. That his faith, because of his faith in God, he had to go through the pain of being mocked by his people and laughed by his people every day. So just imagine, you were in Singapore, alright? It's such a hot weather. So imagine you wear a very thick winter jacket and you stand in the middle of Orchard Road and then you tell every people snow is coming. What will people think of you? Hey, you got it. Alright, you are right. You are siao, or you are a fool. Isn't that true? Right, people will think that you say something wrong with you. So imagine Noah had to spend so many years to build the ark and tell people rain is coming. So he had to go through that suffering because of his faith. Sometimes standing firm in our faith or in our belief has a risk of rejection. Sometimes in our trust in God has a risk of being made fun by people we love, or be even persecuted. So when we face injustice, when we see unfairness on earth, we may wonder why God is not doing anything. And the writer is saying to you this morning, learn from them. Through faith, they believe God is not unjust. Through faith, they believe God will not forget their work. Through faith, they believe God will not forsake those who love Him. And through faith, they believe God will judge the world and will get rid of evil one day. Through faith, Abraham and Sarah overcame their uncertainties. Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah was probably about 90 years old when they had Isaac. I want you to listen again, alright? Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 years old when they had Isaac. They must be very active, even at the age of 100. But they waited for about 25 years before God fulfilled His promise. But during that 25 years, they went through many uncertainties. But through faith, they waited. Through faith, they persevered. They persevered. How? How did they do that? Through faith, they believe God does not lie. Through faith, they believe God is faithful to His promises. Through faith, they believe that even they do not understand everything God is doing, but they believe through faith God is able, because God cannot lie. May I have a show of hand right now? How many of us this morning, you are in your 60s and above? Put up your hands. You are a Merdeka or Malacca or Pioneer generation. No worries. Put up your hands. Alright, can you please put up your hands? And I don't want you to worry about that, because I'm not asking later on senior pastors to come out and pray for Isaac for you, alright? So no, but of course you have faith, you can always come forward. Our senior pastor got this kind of anointing, alright? In regards of age, alright? In God all things are possible, alright? So you do come forward, yeah? I want to thank you, those who have been serving the nation for all this year. I want to thank you for your contribution to the families. I want to thank you also for your faithfulness serving God, your faithfulness serving the people in church. I want to thank you for all these things that you have done for every one of us. Shall we put our hands and just encourage, all right? Our seniors, our elders, the pioneers. And I pray for you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray for you that God will strengthen you both physically and spiritually. I pray for you that you'll be like Caleb. No matter how high the mountain is, you still have that ability to overcome it. I pray that God will give you courage and faith to fight off any struggles or doubts you're going through in your life. I pray that you will be like Abraham and Sarah. Through faith, you'll remain faithful all the way till you receive God's promises in your life. Let's give them a round of applause. I think they deserve more than that, all right? Finally, the author, the writer also said to us, there were many who suffered losses, pain. There are many more. Because of their faith in God, there are many more who face persecution and even lost their life because of their faith in God. But the writer reminded us that these people, by faith, through faith, they believe in God's love. Through faith, in spite of their suffering, they trusted God to provide. They trusted God to protect. They trusted God to lead. They trusted God to conquer. They trusted God to give life, even in their most extreme, difficult circumstances. So faith is not a guarantee that you will see blessing. Sometimes you will suffer greatly for God. But through faith, we can overcome. Through faith, God can help us to rise above the circumstances as we continue to trust God. And through faith, we believe that God is who He says He is. And because God does not lie, through faith, we can trust His love. I just want to round up with another story. And the story is about one day, I was about to go and work. I went to the car park. And so as I get near to my car, I got a shock. My tire punctured. I couldn't go to work. And as a new driver, I didn't really know how to change the tire. So what did I do? Immediately, I called my dad. He was still a taxi driver then. So I called my dad. I said, Pa, tire puncture. I didn't know how to change. How, huh? And my dad said, where are you right now? So I said, I'm at home. The car park. Okay, I'll come to your car park right now. Now, I didn't know where he is then. He might be coming down from the west. He might be coming down from the south. Or maybe just nearby. But I didn't know where is he coming from. But he came down immediately. And so he went to the car park. He walked to my car. He looked at my car. And then after that, he took out his shirt, left his singlet. He went under my car. And then he put the jack under my car. And then started to change my tire. When it was done, his singlet and his hand were dirty because of the oil. My father is not an expressive person. But the act of faith tells me one thing. I can trust my father because of his love. Because he gave his all to help me a simple thing like changing a tire. Likewise, God hates sins. We all know that. God couldn't tolerate sin. But He loves you and me. To save us, He came down from heaven to meet us. He went to the cross. And all our sins were laid upon Him. And He took away all our dirt. And He did it for us for one reason. It's so that we might know that He loves us. Therefore, the apostles say, what then shall we say to this thing? If God is for us, who can be against us? Because God is for us through faith. We can say confidently in our hearts, although we have troubles all around us, we are not defeated. Because of what God has done for us, although we do not know what to do, we do not give up the hope of living. Because of what God has done for us, although we are persecuted, God does not leave us. Although we are hurt, we are not destroyed. Through faith, although we don't know what tomorrow holds, we know who holds our tomorrow. Road ahead, my mark with suffering, but through faith, we are more than conqueror through Christ who loved us. Through faith in God, we will rise above our circumstances. And through faith, this morning, we are going to declare how great our God is. Amen. Let's give God our clap offering. May I invite us to stand right now? Let's stand right now and turn to your neighbor and say, have faith in God. And I pray that this message this morning will encourage you, will encourage every one of us here. As we walk out of this place, I want you to walk with faith. It's true. There are many things in life we have no power to control. It is true. We can never know what our future is like. But there's one thing you and me must always remember. Who our God is. And through faith, we believe God is who He say He is. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering.
Come on, church. Let's join our hearts together as we prepare to sing this song. We declare that our God is greater. And we remember what He has done. We sing it in faith together. You ready, all church, to sing it together? Let's do it together. Come on. Let's declare.
Water. turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you.
Encourage us, let us by faith imitate those men and women of God who have run before us. Through faith they overcame and inherit the promise of God. Let us learn from them as our example. Imitate their faith. And this faith, I want to encourage you to run. It's not just for ourselves, but it's also for the generation to come. That we will become their example. That through our faith, we want to encourage the next generation as they look at us and how we live our life for God. That they too will be encouraged by us. Amen? Amen? Alright? So, turn to your neighbor and say, have faith in God. Yeah? Let's close this time in prayer. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your words. I pray, Lord, right now, that you increase our faith. Increase our faith to love you more, to love your people, to run this race for the glory of your name. Not just for ourselves, but for the generation to come. That, Lord, we want to run this race in such a way, in the way that we run our race through our faith, that will bring encouragement, Lord, to the next generation. As they look at us, they'll be inspired to carry on the race. So we thank you for your words. And so I pray, Father, Lord, that your faith will be upon each one of us, even as we go out from here, that by faith, we will go to love and serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, God bless you all.
Thanks for tuning in. We trust you have been blessed. For more information, check us out at www.cruise.org.sg. God bless.